Blog Talk Radio.
When I say goodbye, it's never for long, 'cause I know our love still lives on. It'll be again exactly like it was, 'cause I believe in the power of love.
You're listening to the Bay Area's hottest prayer line. That's Guilty of Loving and Serving God with Sister Alexandra.
Hello. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I know you guys are full of love. I know you guys ought to feel it. Do you guys feel the love? Tell me that you said you love somebody today, or you just passed some good loving out there and let your light shine. Amen. Because we need more of love. If we had more love today, wow, this would be a beautiful place. People will be able to get along with each other, and this would just be awesome. Amen. But I just want to thank everybody for coming on today, because we want to feel love. We want to be loved. We want to feel love. We want to know what love is, and we have just shut down and stopped dating. What are we doing? Have we stopped dating people? I don't know if we stopped dating or not, but I hope not. I hope we haven't stopped dating. We're still out here dating. We still have beautiful women out here. We still have beautiful men out here. And we have to get back into the mold like we used to be, where we were genuine with our feelings and emotions, and stop all this playing around. Amen? Because people want the real deal. They want the real deal. If they're dating someone, they want the real deal. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open up this prayer line. And I want to thank everyone for coming on. And we're going to go ahead and bless the prayer line so we can get into this, because we got some love songs. And if you're not in love, you'll think you're in love. And if you think you're in love, that's good, because that means you have a heart. You have some compassion. Okay, so you need to have a heart in order to fall in love. Amen. You can't be stone cold, so you have to have a heart. Amen. And so we're going to go ahead and now open up this prayer line, and we're going to go ahead and bless it. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the bread of life. Let us feast on you and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world. Let us follow you out of the darkness. You are the door. Let us enter the Father's presence in your name. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find life and victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and life. And let us love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in your name. Amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I release the angels of war from the kingdom of God. Angels, take your positions against Satan and his demons now. Cover the prayer line, the whole air, land, and sea with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. I receive the spirit of power, love, and sound mind in Jesus' name. Amen. And no demon has the right or the power to attack my mind or anyone on this prayer line's mind, because it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is the love month. May was the month of love. We still loving up on you guys when you come in. We still loving you. We still talking about love. We want to feel it. We want to show love. We want to talk about love. Let's talk about it. Let's not be scared to talk about love. People use that word a little loosely sometimes. Maybe they don't even use it in the right sense. But love is a word that I know a lot of people misuse this word, love. But I know a lot of people want they want the real deal. They want the real deal. They don't want all that flaky crap. They want the real deal. So this is the love call for the salt of the earth, because I know it's young women out here, young men out here, nice-looking people, and it's just so hard for them to get together. I don't understand. Dating is very different now. People go on the app, and they look for people to talk to on the app. And I don't know how good or trustworthy that is, the app is. But, okay, we could talk about that a little bit. So we're going to welcome you guys back again for part three of the Love Call. This is the third week of the Love Call. And we've learned to care for self first and then make room for someone special who may appear in your life. So, ladies, have you discovered you have to get out so you can be seen? Now, dating is different. Now, dating is different with different people. Okay, so some people date on the apps. And I don't know how much trust you can have with those apps, but I still believe in the old-fashioned way. To me, people face-to-face is probably better because people can hide behind the app with so much. I mean, you know, they got to wear, you know, people can do a lot of things with the app. So it's just best, I think, to me, face-to-face or something like that. That would be good. And men, how do you go about introducing yourselves to the women? How do you interact with someone you would like to start a conversation with? Is it easier to date now, or do we do it in a time where dating is not so prevalent, like at this time? But what about, what do we know that the people still, but what we do know is people still get together and they have gatherings. They go to people's houses and they have the get-togethers. And so you can meet people at those gatherings sometimes. It just all depends. So you haven't lost your chance. There's still chance. You can still find love. Don't cancel out love, okay, because you haven't found it or no one interesting has came up in your life. So you can't just throw things away or put it on the back burner. You never know when love will come or something that will spark something that will go into that direction. Okay, so what I'm still saying is it's a beautiful thing to be in love, but what we do know is that people still get together and they still want to meet new people. We're always trying to meet the next person or somebody new, just maybe some new people into your life. Every time people come into your lives, that don't mean they stay in your lives, okay? So anyway, so this is our love call, and so your chances, you still have time to find that love or that man or that woman into your life by paying attention to your surroundings. The scripture says in Proverbs 18:22, this is what scripture says about love.
Whoso findeth a wife, find a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord.
So the Bible is telling us something. When a man finds a wife, he finds what? Ladies, that's old school when it comes to saying those three little words, isn't it? It's kind of hard for people to say that. But just imagine, ladies, okay, we're gonna put a scenario up here. Just imagine, ladies, okay, you've met someone, okay? You've met someone, and you guys are talking. Okay, you guys are just talking, and the conversation is good. You guys have a good rapport going back and forth. Now, this is the man. This is the man doing his part. Okay, Kenny, how would it sound if you were smitten by a woman that you like? How would it go? How would those words go? Let me hear them, Kenny. Talk to me. This is what the man would say to you.
Anything you want of me. Nothing is impossible for you. There are no words or ways to show my love or all the thoughts I'm thinking of.
For you,
I share the cup. knows. I would change all thoughts I have for you. There is no low or high or in between of my heart that you haven't seen. 'Cause I share all I have and am. Nothing I've said is hard to understand. All I feel like is deeper still, and always will. All this love is for you. Every page that I write, every day of my life would not be filled without the things that my love for you now brings. For you I'd make a promise of fidelity now and for eternity. No one could replace this love for you. I take your hand and heart and everything, and add to them a wedding ring. 'Cause this life is no good alone, since we've become one. You're all I know. If this feeling should leave,
goodness, I am smitten. He's going to do all those things for me. Sound good, don't it, lady?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. It sounds real good, especially coming from somebody that you're interested in or you really got some feelings for. Mm-hmm. But when a man is smitten by a woman, he thinks of her often and would enjoy her presence. When two people start dating and continue, that's a start. So now you need to see where it may go, if anywhere. So now you guys have been dating. We're going to put you in another scenario. You guys been dating for some months now, okay? So what do? You keep dating, or have you taken the time to see what you want from this dating? Do you want this dating to go somewhere else, or you just want to keep dating? So when a man is serious, he could be taking a look at the person he's smitten by, because it could be something real for him. Maybe he's thinking along these lines. What do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? Let's hear what you got to say, Eric, because this is what I want to walk down the aisle on. Most women been waiting for this one.
I never knew such a day could come, and I never knew such a love could be inside of one. I never knew what my life was for, but now that you're here, I know.
days and the weeks and the years will roll by, but nothing will change the love inside of you and I.
Want to go through that marriage procession where they have the wedding dress, the cake, the guests. Every little girl wants to grow up and get married, most of them anyway. But I know some of you guys have not been married. So look, love has not eluded you. You still have an opportunity if you are looking for love. But in today's society, it might be a little bit tricky. It might be a little tricky, but men are still looking for wives, and wives are still hoping to be found by that right guy, not the wrong guy, but the right guy. Amen? The right guy. Because it seems like when things happen, it comes in droves. It comes in droves. So if you put your love light on, let me tell you something. You're going to attract more than just love. You're going to attract everything out there. They're going to see that light, and they're going to be all over you. So that circle that you guys made to put that perfect person in there, that person that you want, you're going to get some other people as well. So just know that. You're going to get other people that don't fit the criteria, but they come in anyway because the light attracts things, okay? It attracts things, and it will be coming your way, whether you're a man or a woman. So if you have a desire for a certain person that you want, you know, all you have to do is just you can manifest that person to show up. So that's what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to have this love show up. You don't have to keep going out there dating disastrous David or Dorothy, the chick next door, everybody know her. You don't have to date those people. Go out and you go to nice restaurants, go to nice places, and you'll meet some decent people there, you know. So I'm just saying, because dating today is really, I think people are not dating as much, but they do want to date. People really do want to date, but it seems like for some reason people are stuck, or they're not talking, or maybe they're in the shutdown mode right now. I'm not sure, but a lot of people still want to talk, because I see this online. I see this on Facebook. I see this on television. People want to interact, and they want to talk. But I don't understand what it's a lot going on, so maybe there could be some confusion of it too. But let me tell you something. Like I said, love is a beautiful thing. Love does not hurt. Love is not supposed to be a punishment. Love is not supposed to be where somebody is putting their hands on you mentally or physically. They shouldn't be putting their hands on you. Love does not hurt. Okay, so if somebody is putting their hands on you and abusing you, talking about they love you, they don't love you, okay, because you had a mother and a father and they raised you already. So your man or your woman shouldn't be putting their hands on you. Y'all shouldn't be putting your hands on each other. Y'all should be able to talk, because when you guys start exchanging blows, a man can hit harder than a woman and he can really hurt her. So we don't want to talk about stuff like that. We just want to make sure that when the woman is dating a man, that she's checking him out. And the man makes sure that he's checking out the lady that he's dating too. Because he wants to date a winner and she wants to date a winner. They both looking for winners. So therefore, you know, you want to keep the conversation light and you want to just get to know. Sometimes your friends can introduce you to people, or sometimes you guys just might all be at some gathering or something, and they just happen to introduce you to. But I know a lot of people don't want to introduce other people to folks, because in case it don't go right, then I guess they feel like that they might introduce them to somebody. But you don't have to. You can just let them meet them. You know, if they at a gathering at your place, they say hi or whatever. But, I mean, you know, some people don't like doing it. So if you don't feel comfortable with doing it, don't do it. Don't do it. Just let things just happen. Just marinate. Just like the ladies, you guys be out and about. You do your business. Men be out and about. They do their business. And somebody might catch your eye, or you might catch somebody's eye. And that's how it usually works. Amen. But I'm saying, I know it's a lot of people out here, and I know it's a lot of people that want to date. So you got to go through a lot of this, because, you know, some people not ready to date. Some people are ready to date. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't go to clubs, so I'm not the person to tell you where to go meet them. I would just tell you, like, I know face-to-face is the best thing. So I would just probably be out doing, you know, what I do, taking care of business, or maybe shopping or picking up something. You know, I'm always going somewhere, so I'm always in traffic. But I'm just saying, ladies in general, you have to, you know, be out there in traffic, because he's not going to come and knock on your door, because he don't know where you live. He don't even know you exist yet. So hopefully you will meet someone with this prayer. With this prayer and this belief in your mind, and you got your heart open and you got your mind ready, and you have positioned yourself to talk to someone positive, you should be meeting someone soon. And I'm going to tell you how good this stuff works. My daughter met two people, and she told me about them. She told me about two different guys that she met, and where she was on her way to the store. So I know it works, lady. It does work, okay? So if you guys are serious about meeting somebody, then that would be the way to meet them, is out and about, or with your friends or something out, you know, doing something. You might meet someone then. But like I said, just get out, do things, go places. They got new stuff opening up. So you just want to take a look around. You know what I'm saying? You'll be surprised at some of the people that you meet. Have you ever went to the museum before? Treat yourself to a museum trip. You'll be surprised at the people that you meet in a museum. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people don't go to certain things, but I go to plays. Put yourself out there. Go to plays. Go to different things like that. And you will meet a different crowd of people, because people that go see live plays are different from people that go to the movies. They could be the same people, but they could also like live entertainment as well. So you just want to make sure that you get yourself out there and have a good old time and enjoy your life and live life. God wanted us to have life and live it to the fullest, as long as we are in line with his word and his way. He wants us to enjoy life and live life to the fullest. He wanted every man to have his mate, and he wanted every man and woman that wanted a family to have a family. So God has been good to us. All we need to do is just remember all the goodness that God has given us. I know we rush, and we out here making money. We doing this and doing that, but we have to sometimes count our blessings and be thankful and grateful that we are in the position that we are in now. You can be in a worse situation than what's going on right now. You know, some people that don't have a roof over their head, some people that are starving, there's some people that don't have a place to stay. So we are grateful. Those of us online, we are grateful, and we need to count our blessings every day, because I'm telling you, it's always somebody out there worse off than you. But love, everybody should have some love in them. Everybody needs to have some love. If you're dealing with a person and you never saw a lovely side to them or any type of compassion or love, I don't know what to say, because everybody should have some of that in them. But sometimes maybe they just don't use it or activate it, or haven't been around people that show love. You can also be around people that don't do it, you know, show love, or grew up with love in their house. But now they're grown. They can do what they want to. They should want to live a life fulfilled. They should want to know, you know, what love is. If they have an experience, they should be vulnerable so they can find out what it is. It's not going to kill you. It shouldn't kill you, but love shouldn't kill you. But I'm saying, you need to stay away from that crazy love. Now, that love Beyonce talking about, I don't know what kind of love that is. She called it crazy love. And love can get out of hand, so I don't know if she's talking about that kind of love or not. But she does talk about, she got a song called Crazy Love. And, I mean, it's got a beat and everything, but I'm just saying, that love that she's talking about, it sounds a little dangerous, but... I mean, love can get dangerous, but we know that people want more love. The world needs more love. The world needs more love. So now we're going to go ahead and say, so now, ladies, we are going to go ahead. And now, so you guys, you are already married. You're married. You married that man. You waited for that day. You got that dress, that cake. Your friends got to see you walk down the aisle. Your family, your friends, everybody got to see you walk down the aisle. You finally got married. Okay, now you are a wife. You're a wife, you're a mother, you're an aunt, you're an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you want to be, you're that. Now you're somebody's wife, okay? So now you got to settle into their role, okay? And the first 7 years, they call it the honeymoon stage, okay? That's the honeymoon stage, the first 7 years. So this is where they can either stay or bail. In the first 7 years of a marriage, they say either the person is going to stay or bail. That means they're going to jump out of the marriage, or they don't want to be married anymore. So if you can get past the 7 years, then I'm going to say maybe you're okay. We have some people online that have been married for a long time. And so they know how the 7 year. I'm going to ask one. Sister Paige, I'd like to ask you a question. After the 7 years, the honeymoon, is the itch over after 7 years?
Yes, ma'am.
It's over after 7 years? I don't know.
It's been so long ago.
Okay. Well, they say in the first 7 years, they can either stay in the marriage or bail or get out or whatever. So they act like the first 7 years are important. But you guys went, you guys flew right through with no problem, huh?
Okay, I think, okay, 7 years, we wasn't saved for 7 years of marriage. So we had some hard times, but no, we mellowed through. Yeah,
yeah, mellowed through. Okay. Because some people might not have been, they might have not have been saved, or they might have got saved afterwards or whatever. But I'm just saying,
yeah,
the seven.
We got married.
Okay.
Yeah, we was the same
person.
Got married,
Okay, amen. So that's a good thing. So that's something that they need to know. So if they haven't married yet, or if they're going to marry, or if the man is ready to take on a wife's responsibility. And then, so once you guys melt together as one, and you guys, you know, grow together, and, you know, you're in each other's space now, so you got to learn how to get along and talk and function like, you know, like a couple. Got to function like a couple. You guys are married. So you guys have been married 7 years now. So far, so good. You guys still hanging in there. Now, what happens as time goes on? As time goes on, you know, you might pick up a little weight. You know, he might, something different might go different with him. He might gain a little weight or maybe start balding. I mean, this is just some of the things that happen after you get together and get real comfortable with each other. Somebody might lose a shoe. Somebody might lose a shoe under the bed or something, can't reach it. Just new things start happening. But anyway, though, so you are already married. But let me tell you something. Then after all that has played down and you've had your big day now, 7 years later, 8 years, 12 years, y'all still hanging in there. It's been rough. It's been bumpy. The road has been bumpy. I'm not going to tell no tale. The road has been bumpy. But guess what? Y'all still hanging in there because that's what marriages do. So whenever something go wrong, y'all go sit and talk to the pastor, or y'all go and get therapy, whatever y'all need to make your marriage last, because that's what you want. You want your marriage to last. But guess what? After you guys mellow down and it's been past 7 years, then you know what? You going to look back on this day when you guys got married, when he courted you, when you didn't even believe that it would go this far. And this is what he's going to say after, let's say, after 9 years. We go past seven. We go say nine. Nine and up. This is what he's going to be saying to you. Ladies, listen to this. Now, this is so true. Listen to this. By none other than Teddy.
It's so good loving somebody. Somebody loves you back. To be loved and be loved in return. It's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good. Love is somebody, and somebody loves you back. It's so good. Needing somebody, and somebody needs you back. We can build a world of love. Somebody wants you back.
talking about a 50-50 love. I've experienced over and over again where I've given 80% and she's given 20%. Or she's given 70% and I've given 30%. But you just don't know how it feels to have somebody that you can share your whole life. Somebody that you don't mind talking to. Somebody that you don't mind going down the middle of the road. I know a lot of guys today, they wish they had somebody just like you. I don't know when the last time that I told you, but girl, you make me so very happy. I think we've got something that a lot of people don't seem to have.
Now tell me, ladies, that I know for a fact a man don't want to go to no empty house. It's dark. He got to go in there, turn on the light, got to go fix him some dinner, honey. He want him a warm house. When he come in there, he got some food ready, some warm food. The lights are on in the house, and the house is full of love and peace and calmness. That is love. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, we ain't talking no 70-30, no 60-40. We talking 50-50, okay? We have to do 50-50. You have to do 50-50. And for those of you who do not want to fall in love, don't want to have nothing to do with love, God bless you. But let me tell you, you have to have everything to balance out. You have to have some love somewhere in you, in your heart somewhere. So you have to have some love. Amen. You just have to have some love, because if you don't have some love, let me tell you, you are missing out. You are missing out on the gift God gave you. But yes, that is a good feeling. A man wants that kind of feeling when he come home. He want a good hot meal. He want a good wife. And he want a wife that's going to, you know, be there, well, I guess, when he gets home, or maybe she's coming after him. But I'm telling you, this is what it's supposed to feel like when you marry. Sister Paige has been married for a long time. Elder Prevost has been married for a while, too. Amen. These are people that have strong marriages, that's steady going strong. You have some people that are good role models in front of you, and then they can tell you how their marriage ended up going so long. You know what I'm saying? You got to put energy back into it. A marriage can't take care of itself. It's like a job. You have to tend to it. Amen. So I'm just saying, love. We need more love. We need to talk more often. Whatever, ladies, we got to do, men, whatever we got to do, it's still plenty of beautiful women out here that want to be found by a gentleman, a man of God. Man of God, don't be scared of these women. Find you a woman. But I ain't telling you to go out there and find Jezebel. I'm telling you to go find you a woman that loves the Lord and that loves you, that can be able to do all the whole 360, not half of it, but all of it. Amen. So we need to have some type of gathering where we can have some of the people come and everybody can meet each other. We are having something around August, July, August out here in California. And you guys out in Texas. I know it's a couple of you guys out there in Texas too. But I'm going to, sort of the Earth is going to announce, we're going to do something out there in Texas. Of course, we may not be there, but we might have one of the pastors put something together for the people down there that listen to the Salt of the Earth. And you guys might be able to put something together where you guys can go out and have something to eat like us up here at the Salt of the Earth. So I'm trying to do it both ways. We will see. I'm working something out now because I know we have something up here in July, and we would like to get you guys down there in Texas, go out to eat, Salt of the Earth, or pay for it or whatever. You guys go out to eat. We get some pictures, and we can put it up on our new website that's coming real, real soon. So we're going to put some pictures up there. And we want, you know, to be able to go back and forth with our sisters and brothers in different cities. Amen. And they can send the pictures and everything. We can have them up there for everyone to see. But we want you guys to mingle, interact with each other. We want you guys to find a love. We want you guys to start talking, start dating. And we're not pushing you into it, but when you're ready, because I know it's a lot of women ready, but they don't know where the men are. A lot of men ready. They don't know where the women are. So you guys, it's like a maze. Y'all going to have to find each other. Otherwise, I will have a meeting place for everyone to come, and we just all sit down at one big buffet and have a really big, nice buffet. But other than that, I just love you guys, and I want you guys to also remember to use that love that we have inside of us that God gave us. Love somebody, because you know what? That'll make your day. That'll make you feel good. You know what I'm saying? When you tell somebody, whether it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your child, your girl, tell somebody that you love them today. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, sister? How you doing, brother? And then you can say, I love you. Sometimes people even scared to say, I love you. You know why? Because they ain't never had nobody say, I love you to them. So they don't know how to say, I love you to anybody else. So when they hear that, some people get scared. Some people haven't, you know, it's a lot comes with those three little words, I love you. But what I'm saying, a lot of people haven't been, maybe not, don't feel comfortable telling other people that, or they never told anyone that before. But you know what? Everything gets better with time. Just show your light, your love that God gave you. Show your love, and you will draw love. Whatever you are, that's what you'll draw. Okay, whatever you are, I always tell everyone online, keep your vibrations up high, because that's how Jesus kept his vibrations up high all the time. And he was showing us how to do that as well. So I just want you guys to remember that love is something that we all need to pay attention to, because no matter how bad it gets out here, we still have the capability of love and loving one another and knowing how to make good decisions. And sometimes love will cause you to make good decisions. You know what I'm saying? Coming from your heart and everything. So love comes from your heart. It comes from your heart. So if you haven't told anybody that you love them, try it. Tell somebody that you love them today, or send some love to somebody, or do a wellness check on somebody. Just check them and just tell them, you know, that you love them. Sometimes when we don't even use that word, we don't know how to use it with people. You know what I'm saying? So just love. We just need to learn how to use that word more, love. We can use all the other words, but we need to learn to use this one, love. We need to hear love more. We need to hear that word more, love. We need to use love, and we have love in us. We wouldn't be able to do what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ want us to do if we did not have that love in us. If we didn't have it in us, we wouldn't be able to carry out any of the duties he asked us to do, because it wouldn't be in us. Because that love that we got in us, that is what have us doing what we do according to his word and his will and his way, because we love him. And when we love him, we go be obedient. So we want to show our brothers and sisters love as well. You know what I'm saying? And we want to have that in us so we can draw that person to us that life mate or that person that we want. Anyway, so I just wanted to give you guys, we got one more week of love, okay? One more week of love, so you guys got to come. Next Friday is the last Friday for love. This is the whole month of love, so next week will be the last Friday. Please come in here. We're going to have some good music. We're going to end up in the note, the love call, on some good music. So come on back next Friday. Enjoy it with us. We're going to have some old Al Green up in here. So we're going to turn up next Friday, okay? We're going to put some more love songs out there for you because we got to get some more love in us because guess what? We at the salt of the earth, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do but just get some more love. That's all. So we are talking about the love call, loving yourself, and being able to love someone else. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming on the line today. I really appreciate you guys coming and showing up. We got one more week of love, y'all. We can get through this last week of love. Come on, y'all. We got enough love in us to turn up one more week. And here's some love songs because we need more of love. I'm telling you, we need more love. Let's talk more about love instead of war and hate and racism and killing. Let's talk more about something lovely, something pertaining to love, something, you know what I'm saying, that's lovely, that can put us on a whole different level. We tired of hearing about the negative stuff. We hear that all the time. It's always in the news. It ain't never going nowhere. But let's hear about some love. Let's hear about some love to our brothers and sisters. Let's listen to our brothers and sisters. Let's hear where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has something to say, so we can listen to a little bit of what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? That's just sisterly and brotherly love. Having to give them a minute of your time, if nothing else. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming. Again, we got one more week of love. So join us in our last week. Next Friday is our last week of love. And we are going to have some more love songs for you. So come on back here so Mr. Al Green can tell you what time it is. So I want to go ahead and thank everyone for coming on the line today. Right now I'm going to open up the floor for any praise reports or prayer requests or anything you want to ask about love. Any questions or how you like the love series, so forth. You can make any kind of comments you want. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to say that hello everyone online, and I love you guys.
Amen. Amen. We love you too, Sister Paige. Amen. We do love you. So yes, the earth, I love everybody on this prayer line. Amen. I love everybody on this prayer line. Please keep coming back so we can give you more.
Okay.
Anyone else have a praise report or any praise report? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I was saying, like, I'm meeting people, like, on the app. Okay. I have a sister in Christ, and she met someone on Facebook, and they got married 2 weeks ago, you know. Yeah, and I was shocked at her because, you know, she's not that kind of person. But she said, well, they've been knowing each other for 6 months. But, you know, they got married. They didn't tell no one, but it got out. No, they never stay secret. Y'all going to get out soon or later. But anyway, so she found love on Facebook, and she's 79. So
get out of here. See, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it does work. I guess it does work. You know, you just got to be careful of the conversation. If they start talking about taking off clothes and showing body parts, they're being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So you have to watch out for it. It's a lot of clowns out there. That's why I said it's best to meet people face to face. But everybody's not a clown. Everybody's not a clown.
Well, she met him the other day. They met each other like at the airport. she fly so for free because she was from American Airlines. So she just flew to the airport, and they hung her at the airport, and then she came back home. So they made each other know anything like that, you know. So they got to know each other, you know. And then she had five things that he had to meet. So five principles, and he met all five principles. So she said, well, you know, so, yeah. So they got married.
Mm-hmm. See, so that's pretty much like I told the young ladies to do in their circle. Put everything in that circle that they wanted in the man and add four more things that are deal breakers to them that they could, you know, that are deal breakers for them. So if they did that, you know what I'm saying, put down everything they want in the man, and then if ladies, I have a prayer. If you want the prayer, let me know you want the prayer. And I could send you the prayer. I could text it to you. So if you want a prayer, I have a prayer. Oh my God! You say this prayer, you will be married in no time. They have prayers for like single women. So this is a prayer for single women. This one does work. So if you say this one, I can't tell you what kind of man. I can't tell you how the man look. I can't tell you how the woman look. But you will have somebody that's really gonna be liking you. So if you want the prayer, you can get the prayer too. This is a prayer from out of the Bible. It's a regular prayer, but it's for single women or single men, anybody single. So if you're single and if you want to meet someone, this prayer kind of is, I guess, is like a open door or something that you might meet someone. But a lot of young ladies have very good success with this prayer. So I'm just putting it out there for any ladies that's interested. Let me know, and then I can text you the prayer. But like I said, my daughter, she did meet two people at two different times, and she said the prayer, and she was just telling me some little tidbit stuff back and forth about, you know, her experience. But I wanted to go ahead and share it with you guys and let you guys know that it does work. So if you're serious about this, then, you know, it's a prayer that you can say, and you'll probably meet some. But remember, that door is going to, you're going to meet other people too. So it's not just this one person in particular, but the door is going to be open. So other people will come in there too. That don't mean that's the one for you, but other people come in there too. So let me see. So I think I've covered everything. No one has anything they would like, any prayer requests or prayer reports. So everybody's doing good. Look at God. He has blessed everybody on this line where they have nothing to say. And I guess that's a good thing because God is blessing you, right? So you are blessed financially. You blessed financially, mm-hmm. So you blessed financially. You have a roof over your head, and you have clothes on your back, and amen. And we just having, you know, good spontaneous conversation right now. So you are blessed. God is blessing you, amen. And that everyone on this line that comes on this line is blessed, amen. Because I want you to be like Jesus said. I want you to be the head and not the tail. Okay, because you are a blessing. You walk in blessings. You are a blessing. You are a blessing to someone. You are a blessing to someone. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. And when you start speaking positive stuff over yourself like this, then you will see changes. You will see things moving. You will see things happening. You will see doors open because you are a blessing. You are a blessing. Amen. So I just want everybody to know, ladies, mind, body, and spirit. Remember everything. Men, mind, body, and spirit. If you want a wife, you know you can have one. Ladies, if you want a husband, you know you can have one. Okay? So it's somebody for everybody. Nobody is left behind. No one is left behind. So I'm just putting that out there. But so she just told you about a couple that met on Facebook, and she was, what, 70, and he's 69. 69 and 70. Now, I know 69 and 70 can meet on Facebook and talk. I know younger people should be able to meet and talk, okay? And they got, she said they got married after a couple of months. So sometimes God speeds things up a little bit when it comes to church people. But then some church people, they need to talk to their pastor before they get married because they're young. Older Amen. People, to me, older people to me seem like that they are more, they should know what they want. When you're older, it ain't no time for games. You should know what you want and you should know where you at in your life. Younger people, they still probably haven't made their mind up somewhat. But older people, I know when God working with you, you know, things kind of go a little fast. So, but when the young people, when you guys move a little fast, make sure you're moving fast and you're talking to your pastor. You make sure you're talking to your pastor about everything before you get married. Very good. Go over things very good. So it won't be like you walking into something and you don't know what's going on. They're going to tell you a little bit about this and that and what's expected. I'm sure if you have parents, they will tell you. If not, then your pastor will, you know, or somebody in your family or close to you, they will. That's what they do. So, you know, you help your brothers and sisters in church. So, you know, they might be thinking about getting married. It's always a good rapport to, you know, just congratulate them and ask them, you know, if they need anything from you or if they need any advice. They might even ask you for advice or something. I don't know. It's up to you. But, I mean, you can congratulate them and stuff like that and pray for them. We're going to pray for them and congratulate them. Because I know some people on this line right now that are single that probably would like a mate. And you still have that opportunity and that chance to have one. So you won't be a lone wolf forever. You won't be a lone wolf forever. So you will meet somebody. So we're going to keep that love alive. We're going to keep that heart open. We're going to keep that mind open. Believe it and receive it. And we're going to make sure that you receive the right one. Amen. Praying for that right one, a sturdy one that has a spiritual, that has a spiritual life as well. And just be blessed. And just be blessed. If that's all God wants you to do is to have a fulfilled life, be blessed, and follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we can meet our Lord and Savior when time comes. When it's time for the wedding, we will meet our Lord and Savior or the rapture, whichever one. Whichever one comes first. Whichever one comes first. So I just want to thank everybody for coming on this Friday. We want to thank everyone for coming today. We enjoyed your presence, and we send love and blessings with you in the love of Christ and the hedge of protection until we meet next week, same prayer line, same prayer time. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you flawless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power now and ever. Amen. So I want to thank you guys for coming this Friday. We had such a good time. Please come back next Friday because we're going to have some good soul songs that we can, love songs that we can listen to. And I like the words. That's why I be telling you guys, listen to the words. But if it was a perfect world, those would be the type of songs that most women would like. And, I mean, they would really like to be able to see that song come to life. But, you know, we living in reality, and we know that it doesn't happen like that. But, you know, how we always have the little Cinderella thing where we want the dress, the cake, everything, blah, blah, blah. That's us. That's women. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. Okay, so I want to thank everybody once again. You guys have a great Friday because the sun is shining out here in California, and I hope that it's shining wherever you are and the weather is good. So I want you guys to stay blessed, be blessed, and I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We are the salt of the earth, the church with no walls but the kingdom within. Thank you, everyone. And I will see you guys next Friday, same time, and our last week. Oh, and did I tell everyone that the winner of the pot this week is Sister Paige? Sister Paige is the winner for the prayer pot. Amen. Let's give Sister Paige a hand. Amen. 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 Sister Paige. So yes, yeah, so Sister Paige, you will get your money. You'll get your money today. I'll send it on over.
Keep it for me. My account is all messed up right now.
Okay.
So I have to keep my bank account, and so just keep it. I'll just know when to send it over. But they messed
okay,
up my
well,
account.
Let me know when you're ready. Just reach out to me, text me, and let me know when you're ready. So, and I will,
okay.
You know, I'll send it to you with no problem. But I want you to straighten out your business. Yeah, I don't want nobody getting your money.
Yes. Well, let you
amen.
Know.
Okay, so Sister Paige is the prayer pot winner. She get a little prize. Ding, 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 ding. And we love Sister Paige. We love Sister Paige. She's a good example for us, too, y'all, when it comes to the love department. She got longevity. Her, Pastor Prevost, they got a little, well, Pastor Prevost don't have as much as Sister Paige, but he got some longevity up there. Amen. So I want to thank everybody. And for those that I do not know, if you are standing strong in your marriage, God bless you. Keep doing it. You look good doing it. And can't nobody do it as good as you. So keep doing it. Amen. Keep doing it. You're looking good doing it. The devil didn't come between that. I like that. The devil didn't come between that. Y'all still together. Amen. Amen. So I see you guys next Friday. And you guys take care. You have a beautiful weekend. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I send us all off in good spirits and plenty of love. Plenty of love. Cover us with a hedge of protection. Give us some extra love so we can shine down on our brothers and sisters here and let them see we have love. We got love in us. Amen. We got love. We know what love is. And some of us are in a loving marriage, relationship, whatever you want to call it. So we do know what love is. But we still looking for love because if the world had more love, this would be what? A better place. And all we only thing we could do is take one day at a time and give as much love as possible when we interact with people. And again, we can only take one day at a time. Make somebody's day. Make somebody smile. Make somebody look up. Amen. So I want to thank everybody for coming. You guys have a great one. I love you. And don't forget, Sunday is Pastor Paige. He's at 11 o'clock. And then we also have Elder Prevost on Sunday at 5.
Yeah,
we have Elder Prevost at
5.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that's everything, people. And I just love you. And so guess what? We go Prevost. Give us some good love music leaving up out of here. Leave us a trail of love. Send us some good love.
The passion to feel, but I want only you, girl. If it's in, if it's in. Oh.
One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you.